The score is Los Angeles nothing and Houston nothing, and right here in the fourth inning, let's hear from Lowell Bass.
All right, Gene, thank you very much, and hi again, everybody. Two fine right-handers battling it out here in the final game for the Colts at home for this year, the final game regularly scheduled at Colt Stadium ever. Bob Bruce for the 45s and Don Drysdale for the Los Angeles Dodgers. The peg has been made to second base, time for batter up. And the leadoff batter here on the top of the fourth inning is Willie Davis, a left-hand hitter. He popped to Aspromonte at third base in the first inning. Willie batting at 295. Very good all-around ball player, great speed. He has 73 runs batted in on the season. Here's Bruce with the pitch now, and the first one swung on and missed, strike one. Willie Davis will take a cut at the ball. It's a do-or-die sort of a swing. He can be fooled quite frequently. And the pitch, bouncing in there, on back to the wire. Ball one and strike one. To show you the speed of Willie, he's stolen 36 bases this year, behind Maury Wills, of course, in the total number of stolen bases, and been thrown out 14 times. He's struck out 55 times on the season. Outfield playing him to pull deep. The wind is blowing this way now, changing around just a little bit. Here's the pitch from Bob. High. On upstairs for ball two and strike one. If you dial in a little late, there is no score. Two hits in the game, and the Dodgers have those. And we have on the infield Aspromonte and Casco, the left side. To the right side, Morgan and Bond. And Bruce's pitch swung on, and he shaves it on the top side, fouling it in against Grody, who sort of keels over there. And Jerry gets up now. Trainer Ewell out quickly. Grody limping a little bit. It could have been that it got him on the leg, the right leg up just above the knee. Or it could have been at the top of the shoe now, where he's flexing the right foot just a little bit. Ball two and strike two. Tommy Davis will be the on-deck man, and John Roseborough to bat third here. Nothing and nothing. Grody down to the crouch again. Got a real fine crowd here for a threatening afternoon in Houston. And you good people in Louisiana, we got a lot of your people over here. They were over for the big football game last night. Ball two, strike two. Bruce's pitch swung on. He reached for a high one and fouled it back to the left. And Grody running it down, but it clears the wire. And a ball two, strike two count. Bob Bruce, having pitched 190 and one-third innings with 14 wins and 9 defeats. And his earned run average is 289. And his mound opponent, 219 on the earned run average. Here's the pitch on the way. Swung on, a high one hit down the right field line, cutting back over into the seats, though, I believe. Both Morgan and Rusty letting up on the run. It's into the boxes. Ball two and strike two. Well, bulletin final score. Milwaukee defeated Philadelphia 14-8. The Phillies got two more runs in the ninth inning. 8 runs normally enough to win most any ball game, of course. And Callison had a 2-run homer in the ninth inning. No one can say he didn't do his share. He had 3 home runs in the ball game and drove in 4 of their 8 runs with homers. A chain swung on, hit down to Bond in foul territory. Just inches over that line. Ball two and strike two. Kloninger, who started but was relieved by Olivo in the eighth, was the winning pitcher. Kloninger became an 18-game winner today, 14 losses. Bunning was the starting pitcher, and he was belted. Lost his 7th. He's won 18. So the story, in case you didn't hear or couldn't find it, recorded anywhere today, why, it's a tight race in the National League. There's a swing and a miss, and he breezed him one time. Davis goes down swinging. And it's the 4th strikeout recorded by Bob Bruce.
Well, the left fielder, Tommy Davis.
Tommy Davis forced a man retiring the side of the first inning up again. 275 hitter and has 14 homers. One of them came in the first game of the series. On Friday night, he hit it way up into the seats in left center. Here's the pitch from Bruce. Swung on and drive into center field. Back a bit towards right center. Wynn over and Rusty Staub coming in. And it's going to be Rusty, I believe, in front of Jimmy Wynn. And Rusty lost his cap, but he hangs on to that baseball. Almost colliding out there. Jim Wynn and Rusty Staub. 2 men are out. And John Roseborough Well, the story, I guess, on center fielding is that you go get anything that you can get, roaming far and wide. And Rusty figuring, well, I just don't want to let anybody slip up out there, take any chances. No question about the improvement of Jimmy Wynn and Rusty on the defensive out there. John Roseboro flying into right field in the second inning. Left-hand batter, Bruce Pitch, is high for ball one. Roseboro hitting at 283 this time around, and he has 42 runs batted in. Johnny's hit three homers. No score in the game. You've just dialed us in, and we're in the first of the fourth inning, and Bruce brings on the pitch. Swung on, fouled up and back. It's out of play. So the count is ball one and strike one. Team batting average for the Dodgers is 250, 250. And the opposing batsmen against their pitchers have hit 234. There's a changeup fouled off into the crowd to the left side. That time, Roseboro got out a little early, committing himself, and then more or less following through. Ball one and strike two. The Houston earned run average, the pitching staff, 3.38. The pitch. And it missed outside. Ball two and strike two. Of course, Gene has noted, and you've heard us refer to this fact many times, that the great improvement by Bruce in the low number of bases on balls. It's hard to believe he'd walked just 31 batters in 190 and one-thirds innings. There's a foul clipped off back of third into the crowd. So it's ball two and strike two. Bruce has allowed 8 home runs. And with that easy, tantalizing, soft little motion up there, they go for a lot of his stuff. There's a foul as he swung on the breaking ball, hitting down around the knees. Ball two and strike two. Roseboro is 43 and 61 on bases on balls and strikeouts. 61 times he struck out. So Bruce has struck out 133 batters on the season. And here's Bob's pitch. Fastball swung on, back to the wire. Foul ball, 2-2. Two down and no one on base. No score in the game and just two hits thus far. Trzaskowski single as the lead batter into left field in the first inning. And then Oliver, on a very close call, got a base hit infield single to deep short. Pitch change swung on and fouled off to the left side. That was in tight against Roseboro. Bruce changed him up, and it's ball two and strike two. All right, again, look for the sign. He's ready. Around comes the arm, the pitch. Swung on, lined out into left field. Spangler over there, out towards left center. Not too deep. He's got it for the out. And that retires the Dodgers. So no runs, no hits, and no one left on. There were no errors. And the game moves to the last half of the fourth inning. It's Houston nothing, and the Los Angeles Dodgers nothing.